What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are finishing, yes, I promise you, finishing our three-part Humanji epic. We're adding in two questions today. So first, let's listen to this one from Noelle.
Noelle, I'm 7, and my question is, what if stuffed animals came to life?
Ah, lovely. Who has not wanted this at some point? Stuffed animals are so cuddly. Okay, then we have a write-in question from a listener named Anne. Anne is 6 years old, she's from New York, and she asks, what if alligators ate crayons? I want to jump right into our story, but we probably need Mama Jamma and Papa Lou to help us with a recap. I said Mama Jamma and Papa Lou should come help us with a recap. Hello?
Sorry, they've just been playing with their powers for hours and hours.
Oh, hey, Zach. That was a fun rhyme.
It was unintentional.
Okay. Well, since you're here, do you want to do the recap?
Oh, why bother? Everything's a mess. Ever since ZZ did that science experiment that made those giant butterflies that took us to Humanji and we met that telepignetic pig named Piggy Lily, and they're trying to win the game by defeating us and we got these superpowers, but Mama Jamma, Papaloo, and ZZ all got these power-ups, and I didn't get a power-up, and now all they can do is play with their powers, and we're never gonna get out of here.
Wow. Zach, I can hear that you sound really stressed.
You know it.
But I want to compliment you, because that was a very good recap.
It was unintentional.
Well, good luck in Humanji, okay? Now let's find out what if alligators ate crayons, and what-
Good luck! You're the narrator! Just fix it!
I promise, I'm on your side, Zach. But you and your family get to make your own decisions in Humanji. Isn't that great?
Great, that's what got us stuck in this mess in the first place!
And we'll also find out what if stuffed animals come to life.
Are you even listening to me? Oh, I'm being sucked back into What If World, aren't I?
You got this, Zach.
For crying out loud, no help from Mr. Eric, no help from my parents.
Hi-ya!
Rain, go splash! Oh, I already tried that
Mom,
one.
Dad, look at me. I turned myself into a catacorn.
Papa Lou, Mama Jamma, and ZZ were all still playing with their powers. They hadn't even noticed Zach briefly disappearing to give the recap.
Well, I'm back. Oh, you said they didn't notice?
Did not, yeah.
Well, I was gone briefly, but I'm back now. And where are we?
Asks Zach, taking in their surroundings.
Hi, did we wander into the next level?
There was just enough sunlight left to see that they were surrounded by towering trees. Or not exactly trees.
Whoa, those are the biggest crayons I've ever seen.
That must mean we're in the final level, the crayongle.
No crayongle can scare me. I could headbutt through a crayon as thick as a redwood. Yeah, look at that.
Hugging the sides of these giant crayon trees were countless cute, fluffy little stuffed animals that you could hardly see in the dimming light.
Why are there so many stuffed animals on these trees?
Oh, it's quite simple. Stuffed animals in Humanji eat crayons, as do alligators, both stuffed and unstuffed.
And upon closer examination, the trunks of all these crayon trees had tiny little crayon nibbles taken out of them.
Wow, that is the most useless trivia I've heard yet.
Oh.
Looks like I'm gonna have to save the day with my rain powers.
Oh no, I'll just headbutt them all to the moon.
Ooh, ooh, or I could shape change.
Into Kathunkle. And bend this army of stuffies to my will.
Wait, why are we attacking the stuffed animals?
To win the level, Zach. It's a video game.
Wait, no, Zach's right. There was someone we were supposed to save?
Perhaps you need a reminder. You would think a cat with a piggy nose would sound cuter than this.
Falling towards them was a fluffy black and white half cat, half pig.
Oh, who's that? They're so cute.
Perfect. You don't even remember me.
Pig-a-lily flew into view as Jojo Fluffy Pig Cat landed on all fours.
Do you see? There is no winning, Humanji. The more powerful you become, the more you lose yourselves.
Yeah, right. You're just afraid.
Of my unstoppable power.
ZZ turned into a big green squidipus, but she was standing by a big green tree, and all the stuffed animal alligators and stick bugs and snakes started giving Kathunkle ZZ a nice warm hug.
Click, clack, stick bug hug, click, clack, stick bug hug.
Now all of you stuffed animals, answer to me. Oh, ooh, that's actually a very nice hug. You wouldn't think a stick bug could really give you that squeeze that you want in a good hug.
ZZ, no, we've got to save that fluffy cat, whose name I can't remember.
A black and white tree sent stuffed pandas and zebras and orcas after Papa Lou.
Yeah, right. I'll just bring the rain.
But the stuffed animals seem to simply soak up the rain
and grow bigger and bigger.
I'm a squeezable panda. I'll give you a hand. Because you do not have to consent to a hug.
What a boundary-respecting panda.
Said a big stuffed zebra.
It gets lonely being stuck in this crayungle forever.
Wait, what do you mean by stuck forever?
Zachary, don't you interrupt that stuffed zebra.
My name's just Zach. You named me.
Whatever you say, Zacharias. I'm just gonna be busy hugging these pandas and penguins and zebras, oh my.
Yeah, we're in real trouble.
A rainbow-colored tree was sending stuffed peacocks and tree frogs and butterflies after Mama Jamma.
Oh, so beautiful,
said Mama Jamma, holding out her arms for a big stuffed animal hug.
Mom, don't forget who you are.
She was giggling as stuffed animals bounced off her supersized head.
Hey, didn't we see you butterflies earlier?
Oh-wee.
And these big stuffed butterflies did have the same coloration as the butterflies the Jamaloo family had rode in on.
I guess we decided to stick around once we became stuffed animals.
Why, are you sure you didn't get trapped when you became stuffed animals?
Said Zach, trying to pull Mama Jamma away from the big rainbow tree and all the colorful butterflies, tree frogs, and peacocks.
Oh, look at them, they all want a hug. I remember when my kids Zozo and Zach used to give me hugs all the time.
Mom, Dad, ZZ, we can't let Humanji make us forget who we are. We're a team.
A what?
We're a family.
A homily?
We're the Jamaloos.
And also Jojo Fluffy Cat Pig.
That's right. We are the Jojo Fluffy Cat Pigs.
The Jamaloos, whatever.
And Mama Jamma suddenly shook off the rainbow-colored stuffed animals that were hugging her against a tree.
I'm sorry, Stuffies. We're gonna have to snuggle later,
said Mama Jamma.
Yes, indeed,
said Kathunkle ZZ.
We must hug in another dimension, for in this reality...
My family needs me.
Let go, Mr. Snuggly Panda Pants,
said Papa Lou.
I'm taking a rain check on that hug.
Dad, that one actually made sense.
A lot of things make sense to me now, like how great power requires great mindfulness.
And practice.
And perseverance.
And how you should save the heartfelt monologues for after you defeat the evil pig.
Oh, that's a really good point, Jojo. It's important to remind our friends of that.
Sorry, I just couldn't handle more lesson talk. I'm just gonna hold you all in place until you turn into pigs like me. And then I'll win again.
So if we lose ourselves, we don't win.
Correct.
Oh, then haven't you already lost?
Huh? Oh, well, yeah, Pig-a-lily, if that's even your real name.
What's your poink?
Our poink is you're losing every time you play this game.
Your powers may grow, but whoever you were just fades away.
Perhaps you used to have a piggy family.
And you just miss them, you poor little thing.
You five are a pain in my pork.
That's a good one.
I'm a pain in the rain, was it?
Oh, it just felt too rehearsed, Papa Lou.
The rain was picking up again, but stuffed animals kept soaking the rain up and growing bigger.
Your feeble powers cannot defeat me. You only make my stuffed animal army greater.
Funny though, they don't seem to be interested in us.
So much as those delicious crayon trees.
What?
Yes. The stuffed animals had grown,
and were taking even bigger bites out of the crayons. A river of rainwater
brought fresh alligators onto the scene.
Uh-oh, I seem to have brought in some humanjigators. They're probably gonna eat us.
A giant alligator stuck its head up out of the water and gave the Jamaloo family a very grumpy stare.
We do not eat people. Gross.
But it's right there in the name, Humanjigators.
No. We are just native to Humanji. Who? W-H-O. Besides, are you even humans? I mean humans.
You know, it's never really been clear.
I was once drawn as a big pink pig.
Oh, and someone drew me as broccoli. Or maybe I just had fluffy green hair. Me and my little brother are still kind of figuring ourselves out.
Exactly. That is why we should not make presumptions about people we have just met.
I am deeply sorry to have offended.
Just be curious when you meet people, rather than making snap judgments.
This is not a judgment, but out of curiosity.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Would you want to eat that piggy, Lily? They've been trying to trap my family forever, and they kidnapped a cat.
Maybe if they were a crayon shaped as a pig.
No, real pig.
Sorry, real pig, we will not eat you.
Oh, how convenient. I love when I win without even having to lift a hoof.
More and more giant Humanjigators floated down the river that Papaloo had created. The massive crayon trees started to get more chewed up and wobbly as more and more gators chomped on them and more stuffed animals nibbled.
Come on, we're getting there. ZZ, don't you want to bring your science experiment back home?
Oh, my science experiment.
Mamma Jamma, don't you want to make this into a memorable family game night?
Game night? Family.
Papaloo!
Papa who?
Don't you want to get out of this wet jungle and into some dry slippers?
Oh, dry slippers.
And read a nice dry newspaper.
Newspaper?
And have some nice dry toast.
Well, that's insane. Nobody likes dry toast.
The Jamaloo family seemed to be shaking out of their reverie and finally starting to see the danger they were in.
What was that?
Cracks and snaps sounded throughout the crayongle as towering crayons were teetering and swaying in the windy rain.
Come on, Jamaloos. If we can knock over a tree, maybe we'll cause a distraction and then we can escape.
Pretty good idea. I'll help using my superpower, inspirational cuteness.
Is that really your superpower? Okay, it says it right there. I mean, you've been taking cute naps for the better part of every day I've known you, but...
The Jamaloo family was being held in place by telepignesis and cuddly stuffed animals. But the overwhelming cuteness of a floating, napping, fluffy half-pig, half-cat inspired them each to make one final move. Then ZZ, even held in place, was able to transform into Bubble Max.
Hi, everybody. Who's ready for bubbles?
Oh, that really grates.
And a barrage of bubbles separated off from the frozen Bubble Max ZZ and started floating towards Pigalilli.
You'll have to do better than rain and bubbles.
But Pigalilli did seem distracted by all the bubbles they were trying to pop with their Pigakinesis.
Hi, Papalo.
Oh, yeah?
What was that you said about dominoes?
Oh, I don't remember. That was like 6 minutes ago. Oh.
And with one swing of her head, a cascade of sky-high crayons crashed one into the next, into the next, into the next. All piling toward Pigalilli, who had to use every last ounce of their Pigakinetic strength to keep from getting squished.
Meow, I can finally move.
Me too.
Me three. Sorry, I had to stop being Bubble Max. That was intense.
Okay, Zach, how do we win this level?
Well, we could probably just defeat Pigalilli.
Or we could hop on these giant stuffed animal butterflies and get out of here.
No, you must continue to battle me. We cannot leave the game unfinished.
Sorry, this feels like the kind of game that isn't worth winning.
No, every game is worth winning.
Leaving hungry, hungry hairballs.
No, that game's disgusting.
And the Jamaloo family grabbed JF Cat and took off on their butterflies back toward their rocket ship house.
No, please. I'll play Hungry Hungry Hairballs.
Say pretty, please.
Jojo, don't tease.
Sorry.
Hey,
said the butterflies as the Jamaloos flew away.
Nice job, ZZ, on the science experiment. Sorry we transformed into toys and kind of ruined it.
That's okay. I'm not sure the world's ready for butterflies big enough to pollinate giant video game jungles in the sky.
Uh-oh. Then we probably shouldn't be flying around, spreading this giant people-eating plant pollen.
I'd be more worried about what happens when Pigalilli's Pigakinesis transforms all those falling trees into colossal crayon pigs.
Yeah, hold on a minute. That's an apocalypse for another day. Right now, we all need naps.
Yeah, my neck's shrinking, and now my head's starting to feel really heavy.
Oh no, am I gonna lose my rain powers? Just when I finally nailed my catchphrase.
Please, Dad, no.
Splish, splash, take a bath. Oh, that would have been sweet.
The end.
Does anyone know where we packed our house?
You mean crashed it?
Obviously.
Well, Anne and Noelle, I hope you enjoyed your story. And I hope all of you kids have enjoyed our three-part Humanji trilogy.
Excuse me, Mr. Eric, but I'm here to shout out Eva, who loves dolls and doing art and lives in Dublin, Ireland. She and her brother Rean are big fans of What If World, and Rean likes Mario and Pokemon.
And I've got a shout out for Clara Eleanor Rowland, who was born in Scotland, but now lives in Santiago, Chile.
Patty Pan zipping in for a quick shout out for Eva. Eva and her little brother Axel, that is. Eva loves unicorns and climbing trees, and Axel loves dinosaurs and cars. They listen to What If World all the time and love the amazing world that Mr. Eric has created.
Thank you, that is so sweet to say. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my helper Miss Lynn, and all you kids at home who know that all of our great powers are meant to be grown into, not simply handed over, as fun as that might sound. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio. With 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem, we provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.